A University of New Hampshire Granite State poll was recently released, and it shows a tightening of the Republican presidential contest. According to this data, former President Donald Trump's lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has dropped to 37% to 23%. The second tier has also ascended. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, ex-New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and ex-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley all posted between 8 and 5% support. On the Democratic side, 65% of President Biden's voters say they will vote for him as a write-in if he doesn't participate in the New Hampshire primary. This would likely be enough for him to beat Robert F. Kennedy Jr. New Hampshire is not likely to agree with the new Democratic National Committee primary schedule, so Biden may not participate. USA Today is projecting that 6 GOP presidential contenders will qualify for the August 23rd debate, while another half dozen may miss the cut. The candidates meeting the polling and donor requirements are, as expected, Messrs. Trump, DeSantis, Ramaswamy, Scott, and Christie, along with Ms. Haley. Those on the cusp of failing to meet the participation requirements include former Vice President Mike Pence. The second quarter financial disclosure reports are in, and we find Congressman Adam Schiff, running for the Senate in California, topping all fundraisers with over $8 million raised. His main opponent in the open all-party primary, fellow Democratic Congresswoman Katie Porter, raised over $3 million. Mr. Schiff holds a huge $29 to $10 million cash advantage over Representative Porter. Texas Congressman Colin Allred raised an impressive net $6 million for his Senate campaign. His problem is most of that money will be spent in the Democratic primary to defeat State Senator Roland Gutierrez, as opposed to his eventual Republican opponent, Senator Ted Cruz. In House races, a total of 549 candidates raised an aggregate $171 million in the second quarter. 145 House candidates, mostly incumbents, already have more than $1 million in their campaign accounts. As expected, four-term New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu announced that he will retire when his term ends at the end of next year. Governor Sununu is only the second chief executive in state history to serve 4 two-year terms. The other was Democratic Governor John Lynch. Immediately, former State Senate President Chuck Morse, who actually served 2 days as governor when then-Governor Maggie Hassan resigned early to be sworn into the Senate, confirmed that he will run. Mr. Morse last ran for the Senate in 2022, but suffered a 1-point loss in the Republican primary. Ex-U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte is also a potential GOP gubernatorial candidate. Previously announced Democratic gubernatorial candidates are Manchester Mayor Joyce Craig and Executive Counselor Cindy Warmington. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.